KSL's top story this hour, a little boy from Riverton is expected to recover after he was left inside a hot car for 2.5 hours yesterday.
Car makers are developing technology to stop these accidents. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the one-year-old boy is now doing much better. He was in critical condition, though. Police say the mother came home sick from church and went inside. 2.5 hours later, the rest of the family came home and found the boy in the car. Unified Police Lieutenant Lex Bell says his temperature was 105. Inside the car, it was 154 degrees.
Now the child is up at Primary Children's. I'm hearing that he is in fair condition and expected to recover, which is great news.
Lieutenant Bell says charges most likely will not be filed, but it shows how easily this can happen. Our lifetime coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who has more on technology that could prevent these accidents.
Experts say parents who leave their kids in cars are not following their normal routine.
You've got to keep track of your children in these temperatures. And this time of year.
GMC tells NBC News they're rolling out a new rear seat detection system that can remind you if you open the rear doors before turning the engine. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our top story this hour, a one-year-old boy expected to recover after he was left in a car for 2.5 hours yesterday afternoon. It's the type of accident car makers are hoping to prevent with new technology.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the accident in Riverton. Mary?
Amanda, police say the mother came home sick from church and went inside, forgetting she left her one-year-old child in the car. Unified Police Lieutenant Lex Bell says 2.5 hours later, the husband and children came home and started looking for the little boy.
They found him. He was lethargic and breathing shallowly. Paramedics responded. When we got him out of the car and into the ambulance, they took his temperature. It was 105 degrees.
And the temperature inside the car was 154 degrees. The boy was taken to the hospital in critical condition, but now we've heard he is in fair condition. Our lifetime coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who has more on technology that could prevent these accidents.
GMC is going to introduce a new rear seat detection system in some select SUVs. A company engineer told NBC News it senses when a driver opens the rear door and reminds them they put something back there when they turn the car off. Also, a new app is being tested which can notify someone on their smartphone if it's too far away from their baby's car seat.
Experts say parents who leave their kids in cars often were not following their normal routine.